Broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT. Let's give it up today for the Lights Out Project.
Give it to you any way you like. If you want it, come and get it. I do things all day and night. If you want it, come and get it. Oh baby girl, well you know ain't right. If you want it, come and get it. Come and get it, baby girl, no need to sweat it. Things will happen if you let it naturally. It's corporate setting. I want you there, I said it. I wrote it, then I read it. I sent it through the space and drama. Now I'm about to get it, baby. We can do it all night, baby girl. You're rocking to the sunlight. As the world disappears into the daylight.
You got me feeling like running. Temperature running, running. You got me feeling like.
If you want it, come and get it. I give it to you any way you like. If you want it, come and get it. I do things all day and night. If you want it, come and get it. Oh baby girl, well you know ain't right. If you want it, come and get it. Give it to you any way you like. If you want it, come and get it. I do things all day and night. If you want it, come and get it. Baby girl, well, you know ain't right. If you want it, come and get it.
Yeah.
All right.
We're here today with members of the Lights Out Project, and we're really looking forward to this gig, man. Thank you so much for playing today.
Awesome, man. Thank you for having us, Todd.
So after the first song that you just played, there's a little different sound going on, right? What happened to the reggae vibe?
Yeah, we still do a lot of reggae. So our current album is Reverse the System that we dropped in August. It's our first studio album. Even though we put out a bunch of live albums over the years, we finally recorded a proper studio album. And it has a lot of reggae on it and a lot of our traditional kind of island beach roots.
You had some special guests on there, like Biebs was playing on there.
Yep, we have a feature. We have a track called Believe featuring Biebs, our hippie soul sister. Shout out to Biebs out there. We have Allie Anderson on Pacalolo, who is...
From the Wailers, right?
Yep. Bob Marley's lead guitar player, most notably for No Woman, No Cry and the big solo he did on there, as well as a bunch of other stuff. But, yep, so Al came to the house and did Pacalolo. And then the third feature is Nico Is, who is a Brazilian rapper. I think he's based out of Orlando right now, who Biebs introduced me to, and she works with him a lot. So he did a rap on Time Fly.
So the new project is going to be called Neon Mothership?
That's just the name of the album. It's not a new project. It's just our first album is called Reverse the System, and our forthcoming album that we're working on is called Neon Mothership. And Neon Mothership features a lot of our jam band influence. A bunch of us like to go to hippie festivals and listen to hippie music. And
I don't think it's about leaving the genre of reggae. It's just about including all the other ones that we haven't been including before. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's hear a song from Neon Mothership right now. We have the Lights Out Project on stage.
Aloha, WFIT. This is the Lights Out Project, rocking here in the studio with Todd Kennedy and Andrew Walker and all our good friends. We got E-Rock Steady on the percussion this afternoon, Jake Salter on the lead guitar, Jorge Ramos on the saxophone, Dave Mad Scientist Hogue on the keyboards, Johnny Jams Holland on the bass, and of course the legend Alex Petrowski on the drums. My name is Jason Noon. This next song is called Voodoo Lady. We'll be right back.
blood moonshine in my soul.
Lights Out Project on WFIT. Now, all you guys have been in different bands around here. Do you bring those influences and those sounds to this band?
I think without even trying to do it, we do, just in how we play.
Because it's, I love your band because, you know, you bring these different sounds. And, you know, I've heard a lot of you guys in different bands, and it has a different sound than what this band.
We're lucky to have a really rich source of inspiration in our local music scene. So it's even easier to draw influence and sort of pay homage to the people that, you know, have been playing music before us, bands that have come and gone, our contemporaries right now. This band sort of consists of a combination of, you know, two or three different groups that are performing in terms of what groups the members belong to. So it keeps it really interesting and fresh. And from an individual standpoint, it's nice to have these different artistic outlets where I might be able to express some, you know, more of a reggae vibe than I would in, say, Zetamore or even, you know, Truephonic or Local 518, other groups that we play with. And everyone's got a really wide background in terms of different styles they've covered. Mm-hmm. And it all adds up to making it even more interesting.
Yeah, I think that goes to show about the wide diversity of music here on the Space Coast. You know, any night of the week, you can hear a jazz band, a blues band, a reggae band, folk band. So, Jason, tell us about some upcoming gigs you got.
Most notably, we're playing St. Patty's Street Festival, put on by Meg O'Malley's, which is on St. Patty's Tuesday, March 17th. And we're playing with one of my very favorite bands called The Hip Abduction, which is from St. Pete, that I'm a big, big fan of. And the Reese Brothers are playing as well, which are an amazing brother duo. And so that's a big show for us. We're really excited about it. And we've been so focused on our music video. We're wrapping up our music video with Daryl Plants, our director, and Caviar Productions. So we've pretty much spent 2 months straight just filming this music video, and now we're editing it. And so I haven't really been booking many shows. I really want to kind of get our press kit together, and the thing we were missing most is like a proper music video.
Well, tell me about the video. Is this from a new song, or is this from Reverse the System?
It's from Reverse the System. The song is called Upright. It's the second track on the album. And it's basically just me walking down the sidewalks through town and singing. So going through downtown Melbourne, downtown O'Galley, waking
up.
Some of
those are pieces of, you know, where you grew up and stuff, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's kind of a little biography of my life. Like, I come out of my old house, and then I go by my elementary school, my junior high, and my high school, and then I go into downtown O'Galley and Melbourne, and then we end up on the stage at Iron Oak performing live. So it was a big project. It was a very complex music video. And
I think when we were making it, Eric found out that he's really good at leading a choir of children, a children's choir.
Yes. I am a whisper of the little masses. But yes. That day was a really quick story. But we had storms coming. We were under a time crunch. We organized it, Jason and I, the night before. You'll see two pretty thick guys about to get into it, and it kind of breaks up the scene. And then the children after that kind of gives it a peace of mind as they're playing on the sidewalk and then chanting along with the chorus. So it was really kind of a really neat interaction, and also giving tribute to some of the local businesses that always supported us.
We are speaking today with the Lights Out Project, and they're in our performance studio, and I think we want to hear another song. You got one for us?
Let's do it. This is this next song is called Rabbit in the Moon. It was written by Robbie Roberts and myself, our stage manager. This one goes out to little Valentino, who was born on Valentine's Day, Robbie's grandson. And a lot of the chorus and the verses were, we stole from some quotes from a famous writer called Buddha, and some other cool quotes that we stole. But this one's called Rabbit in the Moon. Thank you.
one day can change your life. One life can change this world. And suddenly it's plain to see the rabbit.
Lights Out Project performing today on WFIT. Jason, can you tell us the great musicians we have today?
We have on the keyboards the mad scientist David Hoag, best keyboard player ever. We got Johnny Jams Hullin on the bass, funky, funky bass. We got Alex Petrowski, the legend, on the drum kit. We got Jorge Ramos, our sex symbol, on saxophone. We got Jake the Snake.
Thank you. Did you give me that nickname just now? That might be taken. I think that was taken.
Jake Salter.
Thank you.
And my main man, my oldest buddy, E-Rock Steady, Eric Hill on percussions. And I'm Jason Noon, and this is the all-original music of the Lights Out Project.
I just want to say thank you so much for playing today. It was great to hear your new sounds.
Thank you so much.
That's it, Andrew. That's all.
All right. Thank you, sir.